Okay, hi, my name is Alex Donaldson and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust.
Mm-hmm.
The date is the 26th of July 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age and where you're from.
Okay, my name is Sarah Elizabeth Fell. I'm 22 and I'm from Warwick.
And how are you doing today?
I'm okay, a little bit nervous, a little bit tired, quite an early start today to get here. Yeah, looking forward to seeing what happens outside. Yeah.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I think I saw it on telly ages ago. And then I just had a look on the internet and it was really easy to apply. And before I know it, I had applied. So there we go.
And what actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
Well, I'd heard of the Fourth Plinth before. Because I studied history of art at university, so I heard all about it before. I've often come down to look at it, see what's going on, and then also I like the work of Anthony Gormley, so I thought, why not give it a go, chance to be part of it. So, yeah.
And how did you feel when you found out that you had a place?
Shocked. I didn't really think I'd get one, so I'm not normally someone to put myself on a plinth or stand in front of crowds, so a little bit shocked, a bit scary, and then full of ideas, so yeah. So
what do you do?
Until Friday I was a trainee marketing and education assistant at a small community arts centre in Pershore, which is in Worcestershire, and it was basically similar to a graduate scheme, but basically a graduate job, but in the arts, so it's really good. But my contract finished on Friday, I'm now unemployed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
And how long had you been doing that for?
12 months, so straight out of university in 12 months, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So can I just take you back, where did you go to university, what did you study?
Yeah, I went to the University of Warwick. Although I'm from Warwick, I'd like to point out I lived in halls. And I studied history of art. I lived in Venice for a little while as part of my course.
And is history of art something that you've already always been quite interested in?
Art, yes. Yeah. I'm not sure about the history of it. I've always been interested in art, so yeah. From colouring books when I was little, right through to A-level art and everything, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And how did you find your course at university?
How did I find it? Originally I was looking at doing English literature, and then just looking through the Warwick prospectus, I saw history of art, had been playing with the idea, and then I saw we could go to Venice, and I thought, And I knew there was a lot of reading with English, and I thought, picture books and a trip to Venice sounds rather good. And you could do practical art as well at Warwick, so.
And how was your time in Venice?
It was good. It was a bit strange. I don't know what I was expecting. I think I'd had so much anticipation and things. I'd bigged it up really to be something really, really amazing. Reality was it's quite expensive and I didn't have very much money as a student. So, but the architecture was amazing, so. Yeah, it's nice walking to university, getting the boat to university every day, it's nice, yeah.
And are you quite familiar with Anthony Gormley's work?
Quite familiar, yeah. He's not someone I'd follow hugely, but I went to the exhibition, last year at the Hayward, which I thought was great. And if we go up the motorway, always look at the Angel of the North, yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, it's always quite interesting work, so... Yeah.
And what do you think of this project so far?
It's been really, really interesting. I think the reactions from the media, as much as anything, have made it even more interesting. It's like, what people are going to do, what they're going to come up with. And even people who don't do anything, because I was very close to just reading the paper for an hour. It's just really interesting to see how people use their time. So, yeah, really interesting. I would like to see what happens at the end. It'd be quite cool to watch it all back at the end. Yeah.
And can I just ask you about what you want to do on the plinth?
Yes. I am planning, hopefully, to get a bit of a party atmosphere going in Trafalgar Square. I've brought the Macarena music, Hokey Cokey maybe, conga around the fountain would be quite good, a bit of musical statues, but maybe even a bit of Sarah Says. So yeah, I thought I'm bringing a lot of people with me, and I thought it'd be nice to involve them. And I thought usually I wouldn't put myself onto the plinth or something like that. So but if I was a spectator, what would I want to do? And a bit of a party sounds quite good.
And where did you draw the inspiration for this idea?
Nowhere, just out of my head. I sort of thought musical statues, that sounds like a good thing to do. I had a few other ideas beforehand, but in the end I came back to my original idea. Yeah.
And why the songs, why the dancing? Is this something you're
I'm a bit of a, I'm one for a bit of cheesy music, a bit of a dance. And also when I told a few friends that I was coming on, they were like, oh, you've got to do some crazy dancing up there. And I was like, no, I don't want to perform. So they're going to do the crazy dancing and I'm going to encourage it.
And who are you bringing with you today?
I've got my boyfriend here and about 8 friends from uni, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Or they might not turn up and leave me looking rather silly.
And are you looking to engage with the public as well?
Yeah. As many people I can get to join in, the better. It's looking quite empty outside at the moment, so hopefully there'll be a few more people around, and 10 o'clock isn't too early for some people, so yeah, hopefully get everyone going. Be good. You should come out too.
I really should.
Yeah.
So what are you actually bringing with you onto the plinth?
Onto the plinth, I've got stereo ghetto blaster type thing, lots of batteries, what else have I got? My iPod, and a big board as well. So I might put times up of things, or I might play hangman if I run out of ideas. And I might write hi mum on it. Well, I've been told I've got to share a message to my mum saying hi mum. So.
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
A little bit scary, because I've been watching it myself. I'm a bit more scared of Twitter, actually. I had a little look at that. Just out of interest, and there are some cruel people on there, so I hope to hope I don't get too many cruel posts on Twitter about me. So yeah, but hopefully it'll be alright. So yeah.
And what are your hopes, fears, expectations for your hour?
My hope is to get everyone, as many people as possible, involved and in the hour, and enjoying it. I'm terrified that no one's gonna turn up or going to want to get involved, and so I'll just be playing music to myself. That's about it. Yeah, that's it really, and just see what happens. So yeah, just get everyone involved really. Yeah.
And are you going to be dancing yourself?
I imagine I might end up dancing. I'm going to try not to sing along, because I'm aware that people will hear me at home and they don't really want to hear that. So I'm trying not to sing along, but I'll probably end up dancing at some point, as I might do the Macarena with everyone. If everyone joins in.
And is dancing something you enjoy?
Yeah. I'm not like dance classes, but yeah, if I'm going out, have a good dance, yeah.
And can I just ask you a little bit about your background?
Yeah.
Where you're from, where you grew up?
I'm from Warwick, and I've always lived in Warwick. But I'm moving to Oxford in September. Yay.
And what are you planning to do?
Find a job and a house. I haven't got any other plans yet. So, but yeah, moving to Oxford. Yep.
And why have you chosen Oxford?
Well, I haven't got anywhere else to go, and my boyfriend is starting a graduate training scheme near Oxford. So seems a good place. Good place to find work in the arts or heritage. So yeah.
And how long have you been with your boyfriend for?
About 6 years. Yeah, 5.5, 6, something like that.
Where did you meet?
Oh gosh, this is the bad story. Litter picking at the Royal Show in Stoneleigh in Warwickshire. Yeah. Summer work after GCSEs. It's a bit sad, isn't it? Litter picking over the bin. Yay.
So you said you've lived in Warwick. You spent most of your childhood. I mean, how was your childhood? How did that shape you as a person?
Oh my gosh, that's a difficult question. I don't know really. My childhood. I don't know. I just remember climbing trees a lot, grazing my knee, falling off bikes, rollerblading. Always getting involved in stuff, and always been encouraged to get involved in stuff by my parents. So that's probably led me to do things as crazy as this, to be honest. Yeah. So yeah, always getting involved, take every opportunity, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Do you have any siblings?
I've got one brother. He's 20. He's at university in September. He works with computers. Yeah. His name's Peter, and he provided me with my board today. So he's a bit of a legend.
So I get to go back to your hour slot.
Yep.
Which three songs have you? Is it three?
I've got loads. You've got loads. I've got loads, but the three main ones, which are the Macarena, the Hokey Cokey, and the Conga.
That's great.
See if people do it though.
And what experience are you ultimately wanting to walk away with?
I want to enjoy it, and I want people to enjoy it as well. So. Yeah, just be quiet. I don't know, really. Not sure what's going to happen or how I feel. So just enjoy it, hopefully.
Yeah. And what's important in your life at the moment?
Oh, my gosh. What's important? My holiday. Going on holiday. That's a bit superficial. But, yeah, it's important. Friends, family. Quite big changes going on in my life at the moment. Obviously, just finished one job. Haven't we got another at the moment? So I think it's just important just to put myself in the right places and take every chance I've got, really.
Ultimately in life, what are you aiming towards?
Oh my gosh, I don't think I've got a massive aim at the moment. My aim in life, just to be happy, just get involved with stuff all the time. So I don't think I've got any major aim because I'm not really sure how things have ever pan out. So just sort of seize the day, try everything, give everything a go, really. Don't have any aims. See where I'll end up, really. Yeah.
And just to go back to your hour, do you see it as a performance?
No, but I could easily be seen as a performance. I was sort of trying to think of a way that it couldn't be a performance by getting everyone else to perform, but I can... It'll probably end up as some kind of performance of some sort. I think anyone that's up there really is sort of performing in one way or another, whether they're choosing to just sit and do nothing or choosing to sing or play an instrument. I think everyone's performing, so yeah, it probably is really. I'm trying to avoid it, but I'm not one for performing.
And what do you think of the art project as a whole?
Oh, it's really exciting. It's great. I think get everyone involved, get everyone looking at the fourth plinth, thinking about it and sort of questioning, is it art and everything? I think it's great getting it known. I don't know how long the interest will last, whether it will last right through to October. I hope it does. But I think it's great to get a bit of a talking point. It's really good. Yeah.
And if you weren't here now, what would you be doing?
Sunday morning, probably reading paper. My dad would be cooking Sunday rule. So I'd probably be just reading a paper, doing odd jobs. Might go and get my grandma over for a Sunday lunch, yeah. So that's what we're doing at home.
And are you quite a close family?
We are, but we don't have any shared interests at all. So quite close, but there's not many. I don't have any aunts or uncles or any like extended family, so yeah, quite a close family, but yeah, no, we don't have any shared interests at all. So sort of family of four, sort of, I don't know, not, yeah, we don't have anything in common at all but each other. Yeah.
And do you come to London often?
More often than other people who aren't from London, I suppose. Come down for a few art exhibitions, mostly just to come see art exhibitions, galleries, see what's going on. I've got a few friends living in London now, so I might come visit them. So yeah, I suppose I do come quite often, really. Yeah.
You say you go to quite a few galleries and exhibitions. I mean, what does art mean to you? What kind of role does it play in your life?
I find it it sounds a bit cliche, but I find it really inspiring. It makes you look at things differently. It's nice to see how other people see the world, and then gives you a bit of inspiration as well. See things differently yourself. So I think that's probably well, and then also just sort of the skill involved as well. It's just, yeah, what does it mean to me? Yeah, I think probably just sort of see how other people see things. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just hope everyone has a good time today.
Yes, thank you.